Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning, Trend.
With Big Party Began and Molly
on Channel 94.1.
U.S. Navy has for the first time officially stated that 3 UFO videos are indeed real.
Meaning,
we have
engaged with unidentified.
Unidentified is it.
They call it something else, though, a UAP, an unidentified aerial phenomenon. I think they're trying to take the stigma away. They want the pilots to report it more. But like back when it was like, I think I saw a UFO, that was something that nobody wanted to talk about. And so they're trying to make it a little bit more. No. Tell us about this because we need to know what you see.
It's pretty cool. So the footage I think a lot of people saw was from the original from 2004. I didn't realize that there's two of these new videos we've seen are from 2015.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So that's an engagement. Two of these clips are of recent 2015 engagement.
Wow.
And it, I mean, if you've ever watched UFO shows, one of those clips, it reminds you of the stuff they used to say back from the 50s. The spinning top.
Yeah.
That's what the one UFO starts to do. The pilots are like, that's a drone, dude.
They're tripping out.
They're like, that's got to be a drone. But then they're like, look what it's doing. It's spinning.
And it's going against the wind. I mean, the whole thing is just bizarro. And then the other one's like an oblong shape. So, and then it just zips out of the frame. I mean, like,
so pow! What's scarier?
Like the sensor can't lock on
it. What scares you more, that it's aliens or in other countries and we don't know what it is? I mean, I've said this before, but that's what I always hope. I'm like, I hope it's ours.
Yeah.
And we just don't tell them. You know, like your secret weapons program where, you know, the president gets to see footage. They're like, yeah, this is our pilots engaging with our new toy.
Kind of.
Or sadly, I think it's probably like worth really scratching our heads going, we don't know if that's the Russians
or what it is.
Lizard people.
I wish it was lizard people.
Or even if it was, like, quote-unquote alien space people, it's one of their drones.
Yeah.
It's probably a machine.
Yeah, coming for a visit and a check just to see how we're doing.
A probe,
and
yeah.
And wouldn't it be nice if lizard people did land? I think that would just be awesome.
I've seen way too many, like, really poorly made sci-fi thrillers that that's going to end badly for everyone. They like eat our faces.
What was the one?
They want
where
our resources.
Where they adapted with us and they were aliens.
V?
V. Didn't they eat cats or something like that? They ate rats?
No. The one that they ate cats was, that was Alien Nation, I think, was the one where he drank curdled milk to get drunk.
Yeah, that's it. That's
like
the one I'm talking about.
It's so weird.
And he ate cats.
I think maybe that was
like
Alf that ate cats.
Yeah, you're just kind of lumping everything. You just made a stew of every reference you could think of about aliens.
Well, it's interesting because who we have to thank is Blink-182 singer Tom DeLonge.
Why?
Because it's his UFO research organization that like got the footage and put it out there. He has been a major UFO hunter for years. And it's it's the Stars Academy of Arts and Sciences, and they're the ones that got these videos once they were declassified and put them out there for people like, hey, look at this. So
So this is more legit though, because it's the Navy footage, you know, it's not some
guy going
cheesy
I have a
History Channel documentary.
Yeah.
I was showing Party, though, a story yesterday. This is a local Oregon news station's reporting. There are reports of cattle mutilations.
That's weird.
I mean, that's where you're going to get weird and lump it in. This was recent. This is 2 days ago. The headline is, cattle are being mutilated and killed in eastern Oregon. No one is sure how or why. And it was more pitched out there. Nobody says anything about aliens. They're like,
what is this?
Rival ranchers?
But then they said there was no blood.
If you've ever heard those stories before of the...
Yes.
You know, it's another weird alien thing. Would they
They take organs, whatever the case is. I know
it makes you sound like you're crazy, but yeah, that they're landing and trying to take samples of the life.
Yeah, the
samples. Are you crazy or are you just talking about a truth nobody's accepted yet?
That could be it too, yeah.
So there's that. Nebraska fell to Stanford last night, volleyball. Boo. They lost. It was a big like matchup from the 2018 NCAA championship game.
Yeah.
So it's on to the next one. They host Wichita State Saturday.
Okay. And Creighton plays them tonight.
Yeah.
So that's a good little barometer to see how the Creighton ladies do against Wichita State and Nebraska. I saw that Coach Cook, the UNO coach before the game, and he said, because Nebraska was ranked one and Stanford was two, and he said, I don't know if we're fairly number one.
Oh, okay. All right.
We'll see. Like, well, we'll see tonight when we play number two. And they lost. I'm like, I don't know if that's the best pep talk. But I think he was being a realist. Going, you know, I don't know how we got here. You guys are all saying this is one versus two. I don't know if we're one.
Plus, those are good games, man. When you have those challenges like that in the beginning of the season,
Stanford's
you grow
really
from
good.
There, you know?
So they just kept getting out in front of Nebraska on every set, and the ladies would rally back. Like they were like in rally mode all night, so it was super commendable. But they just were making early mistakes every time. Stanford's really dang good. So are we.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was a national championship game. I think we're fine. That's also the largest crowd down there to ever see a game.
Oh, was it really? Well, congrats to
that.
Only. All right, 938-9400. There's a Lincoln lady in the news. We'll talk about that coming up here shortly. Would she burn her letter?
Sorry, love burn. Burned bright in her apartment.
I want to get to that.
Burning love letters starts a fire.
Think you've heard all of the Big Party Show today?
Get what you missed this morning with Big Party, DeGan, and Molly.
With the Big Party Show podcast.
At channel941.com.
Good morning, Dave. 938-9400. Dance into the show. All right, this is, his name is Jeremy. Jeremy, you're calling because you had an experience of some sort with UFOs, I'm gathering, right?
Yes, actually. What it was, I'm not sure if it's 100% UFO or some sort of, I guess you want to say, government thing that, not something that we could buy. But basically, this was about a week ago. I drive for a non-emergency transportation company, and so I pick people up from their homes and take them to doctor's appointments. And so it was like 1 a.m., and I was picking somebody up in Glenwood, Iowa. I'm sorry, out by Glenwood, Iowa, to bring them to the hospital for a surgery. And on the way out there, there's all these towers, and there's blinking lights everywhere, and they're all like red. And then, like, toward the top of one of them, it was like a bright white blinking light. And I thought, wow, that's a really tall tower. And so every time it would blink, it would shut off. And the next time it would turn on, it would be, like, a little more over to the left or the right, like it was moving.
You were like, so then you realized, you're like, that's not a light on a tower. That's something,
right,
an object.
Right. I was like, something's wrong here, folks. You know what I mean? And I was like, why? And I was thinking, you know, maybe it's like a drone or something, you know? And so I thought, you know, it's 1 a.m., so maybe I'm half asleep. And so I, like, get closer to it, and as I'm getting closer, it's getting lower. Like, almost like, you know, eye level with my van. And I thought, what in the world? And this one's like blinding me because it's a bright white light and it shuts on, shuts off. It's like flash, pitch black.
Maybe it was taking pictures. Know? Like, I would assume maybe it's a drone. Maybe it's a drone taking infrared pictures at night
Of the towers.
Right. And that's what I thought too, you know? And then all of a sudden it was like blinking. All of a sudden it just shot straight up in the air. I didn't see it. Gone. Poof, gone.
That sounds like a drone.
Like,
if you guys ever operated one,
I haven't, but I've
like,
seen
so my them. Cousin has one of the really nice those white ones with the four propellers. And the first time I saw him fly it around, I'm like, well, this looks like how people describe a UFO. The ability to shoot up into the sky
immediately.
They move
right?
so fast they disappear.
Okay,
and they can just shoot different directions. So I mean, I always wondered maybe since the back in the day, maybe these things have been around.
We just didn't have them on the market yet. Could be.
Yeah.
Did you run off and tell everybody, Jeremy? Jeremy, did you run off and tell everyone that you saw something?
Well, here's the thing. That I picked up the next client, and I told him, I was hesitant at first, you know, and I told him, and he's kind of like, oh, I believe in UFOs, but I could tell he didn't really believe me. And so, like, on the way back, I took the exact same way, and then we both saw it coming back. Ooh. And so this one, I didn't feel so bad. I pull over, and, like, it came right down right by my car. And when it got real close to my van,
My lights inside the car dimmed. Everything by themselves.
This is like a movie.
And it freaked us out. And I was like, oh God, we're going to die.
So it flew. So this thing flew up to you. I mean, that's the best part of the story. You're saying it flew up to you?
Right, yeah, it flew down. It was up in the air and flew down.
Okay, how close to you?
And then it set its bright light off.
How close to you? How close to you do you think it was?
I would probably say, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 feet. But it was still like eye level with us. And when it shut its light off, all we could see were little like red and blue little lights like trickling all around it.
Okay.
And then I shut my lights off and turned them back on. Then that bright white light came on and it shot straight up in the air.
Okay.
And so he was just sitting there with his mouth open, and I was just like, oh my God.
He's like, just take me to my surgery, okay?
So I don't know if you guys remember this last April, but there was a local brewery that named a beer after a 1950s UFO story.
Okay, I do remember
locally.
That.
Remember this?
Yes, I do.
And so, sir, it sounds like kind of those old, your story kind of sounds like the old kind of Close Encounters ones, where people see a light at night driving.
Sure, yeah.
And then it gets closer and it does weird stuff to their electronics.
To their cars or whatever. And, yeah, wow, that's weird.
Right.
Hey, well, Jeremy, thanks for calling and sharing your story. We appreciate it. And I believe you, okay?
We believe you saw something.
Problem, okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I definitely was something. I don't know what it was something.
Okay. All right. Take care, buddy.
Yeah,
have a good day.
Kincaidor.
Right, have a good day.
Kincaidor right, Brewing Company out of Broken Bow came out with a beer last April called the Star Dank IPA. And I guess it's based on a comic book, a graphic novel, which was based on a real UFO story from 1967.
Really?
So a Nebraska highway patrolman out in Ashland on December 3rd, 1967, late at night, this light thing flies at him. It's total close encounters. And he was only 22 at the time. But it is considered he was a really credible cop.
Okay.
And I think they did whatever, lie detector, all that stuff. He's written down as a credible story. Everybody took it as, he saw something.
Star Snake Dank IPA?
Yep.
The bottle is super cool.
Wow. I haven't seen
anything. And this was a guy who had been in the Navy.
Okay, so that's the thing, is these Navy guys come forward all the time, you know, years after they retire. So
at 2:30 in the morning, December 3rd, 1967, so he's a state patrolman. After checking on two gas stations, this is between, you know, Omaha and Lincoln, as he approached an intersection on Highway 6, he noticed an object with lights that appeared to be a truck hovering partly above the highway and partly above the shoulder, and then it hovered, like, close to him, got close to him. And he described it as an oblong disc, 20 feet wide, 15 feet tall.
Wow.
It had portholes. He could see red lights flashing inside.
He should have came up with the beer called Crap My Pants IPA, because that's what I would probably do.
Maybe that was the follow-up. They didn't sell as well.
Wake up.
Get up.
You really do have to get up.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
Time to wake the hell up.
Hello, good morning. Talking aliens real quick. Navy said these two videos, we'll post it on our Facebook page too, are real. As real as it gets. Now, you're kind of breaking down this story that happened with this police officer some time ago. Yeah, that's interesting to me. You're saying that he got into the UFO.
He's claiming that this, you know, he has an alien story. So at the time, he was a credible Ashland police officer, so they did hypnosis. Now, how credible hypnosis is in the 60s. But they put him under hypnosis, and the police chief took notes, and that's what they put in the paper.
Okay.
And it's like detailed stuff. It's like Close Encounters.
So weird. So the guy was like 22 when it happened. He'd only been on the force for 7 months. Can you imagine? You just started this gig.
They're like, you're crazy.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, no. You're like, yeah, maybe this isn't the gig for you. If you're getting, like, you know, invited into spaceships in the night.
I mean, would you go?
I mean, you would know you would have zero credibility from there on
right.
forward. So, like, why would you? You would think most people wouldn't even, you know,
why
be
would
a,
you
a
say
story
anything?
You couldn't tell anyone.
You couldn't say a word. You're the watchman.
It's like Bill Murray walking up to you at a Burger King and eating your fries. No one's going to believe you. I mean, no one, you know, you're seeing something no one's going to believe.
Yes. It's just funny how when people see things like that, and we just kind of, I mean, there's all kinds of space. We know we're not the only planet out there. that we just discredit everybody and just call them crazy. How that must feel when you really are passionate and believe it.
What if you knew the
Jeremy
person?
Like just called. Like, right. Him. Like, well, I'm like, you're crazy.
I know. Like, you come home, like, you're 22, it's your son or, your kid or your husband, and he comes home and he's like, I saw a UFO. I mean, I can't even imagine what I would say if Peter was like, in all earnestness, telling me, my husband, I saw a UFO. I went inside, I walked around. It would be so...
The three of us all know your husband, and we'd be like, okay.
Yes.
Okay, we respect you, and you're a credible person, but clearly, what do you think it was? Were you drunk?
Right.
I mean, we would all assume there's no way that that happened.
Yeah, instantly.
I mean, immediately, right? And the three of us know that Peter is, like, the most, like, stand-up, straight-edged guy, that if he came home telling a story like that, it would definitely make you think you got dosed. Did you go to a cocktail party? Somebody put something in your drink? Do you remember getting home?
Yeah, it's weird. So if people want to look it up, we'll put a link to it on our Facebook page.
You can buy the comic book that teamed up with the beer. It's $20.
The story of 22-year-old Herbert Shermer. The psychologist that interviewed him said, this guy thinks he saw this.
Okay.
They're like, we can't say it happened, but he clearly thinks it did.
All right, this is Christina. Christina, do you have an experience?
Yes, I was. Me and my family were on a vacation in Wyoming one summer, and we were sitting outside. We had like little lights spinning back and forth, real fast, and we thought it was just a light blinking. Well, as soon as the light went off, it came back on the opposite side of where it was before.
Okay.
And it was a UFO. It was like a circular
thing.
Yes. And we didn't know what it was. We were like, what the heck was that? That ain't no light.
Okay. So that was a group of you that saw it. Now, my question is, did you go tell everybody?
I did, but nobody believed me.
Mm-hmm. No one will believe you.
That's the problem.
No.
We believe you.
Yeah.
Well, we believe
it. It was just really weird.
Okay.
We will always believe your weird stories.
Yes, thank you.
If you need help telling your husband that where you were last night, we'll cover.
All right.
She was with me.
See you later.
That's better. Right. I would think UFO stories are going to be harder and harder to tell now because we do live in an age of drones.
Someone who saw lights
in the sky 20 years ago would be like, well, that's weird. Now we have an explanation.
Yeah, you would think it's probably a drone.
I'm saying, don't you think it's easier to debunk?
Yeah.
If these things really existed, somebody saw a spaceman, we would now go, well, you saw a drone.
Until Lizard Man walks up to you.
Yeah, exactly. Or fuzzy white guy. Like the guy, glowing dudes.
The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
You want to dress like your friends from Friends. Just in time for the 25th anniversary, Ralph Lauren is rolling out a limited line of clothing inspired by the 90s look. So you can get all sorts of crazy stuff like sweaters, suits, skirts. The designer will also serve free coffee at the Central Perk replica at Bloomingdale's locations nationwide starting this weekend. Sadly, we don't have one.
Does that trip your trigger?
I looked at them. There's some stuff I'd like.
I mean, back in the day, were you obsessed with what Rachel wore?
Surprisingly, no, she was not my style. That was not my style person. I would say I was probably more of like a Courtney Cox.
What people are like looking at, taking screenshots of episodes and saying, I want that. I want to wear everything that she wears. How far did Rachel go at Ralph Lauren? Did she get a job?
Yeah, remember she worked there. She was like VP or something.
So that was that job she had. Okay. Yes. It wasn't just an internship in the early seasons.
She ended up translating.
Here's a clip of her at work in an elevator.
I did not make out with him. Nobody made out with him. I did not use my key card yesterday. I don't even know how to use my key card. Hi, Ralph.
Hi, Kim.
Isn't it weird that this thing is just completely exploding? I mean, it is just engulfed.
It's a 25-year reunion.
Yeah.
They're funny.
Kind of nutty, you know?
I mean, you watch it, you forget like how stinking funny and talented they all are when you watch it. But, I mean, it's crazy to think that it's 25 years coming up this weekend. And Britney Spears remains under her dad's conservatorship. that hearing yesterday, which was basically set up to be like a bombshell, a fireworks show, was didn't nobody, sound like it was any of that stuff.
Nobody freed Britney? Because no. It was like Free Britney rallies.
Her dad will continue to be her conservator. So okay. He initially stepped down earlier this month and was replaced by her current care manager, this woman named Jody. But apparently he's getting back into the saddle. So that will be who Britney...
Despite like supposedly having an incident of like, you know, exactly. Assaulting her, smacking her kid or whatever. But maybe why can't grandpa hate his grandson?
Jeff, amen. Why can't you? I will take that call. I don't understand why that's against the law.
It's not against the law. It's just more like you just don't do that.
I'll never forget the day my grandmother smacked me around and I deserved every bit of it. And I was so ashamed. I think that generally sometimes when a kid's getting smacked around by a grandparent, that there's probably a pretty good chance that kid maybe deserved it. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Well,
I don't know, man. I can't speak to that.
Of course not. Stay away from it. It's a hot topic, I guess. You know,
we grew up in a time, though, when strangers could hit you.
I mean, it was a time where it's like crazy. Somebody could just...
A stranger could hit you at a store and look up at your parents and go, he was acting out. I'm not saying like, that it wasn't controversial then, but like it was that society where we all raised...
Yeah.
No, now I mean, I'm saying I can't lose his mind in public, and we all just have to deal.
I can't speak to that because it's like I've never even laid a hand on my kid. I can't even imagine what my response would be if I saw someone else.
Well, we will wait to see if you've raised two monsters.
Right. I mean,
we will.
T-minus. I'm more about emotional warfare.
Oh, okay. Well, that works. You don't go with the slapping down. You go with the mental slap down.
I'm going with the look, you know, where you can just give a look and they're like, oh, I know what that look means. That means, I don't know, it's an empty look because I've never followed up with anything physical, but they just
But
know
what did
the
Bible say about spare the rod? Remember, he that spareth his rod hateth his son. Now people would go, rod. But he who loves him chasteth in him.
Okay.
Those who spare the rod of discipline hate their children. Those who love their children care enough to discipline them.
But okay. Could it be a metaphorical rod? Could it be like the rod of words, the rod of guidance?
And we don't know what rod Mr. Spears used on his grandson.
He grabbed him and shook him. I don't know if there was actually like a curse smack.
See, my grandmother didn't just slap. She did the, I don't know how you describe this, Jeff, but I'm going to show you. You can describe it. She did the whack, 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 whack all over my face. Yeah, just a continuous beat down. And I just
slapped you in the face.
Over and over.
I remember the slap on the hand.
Yeah.
And it was nothing. Literally the term, if people have heard it, a slap on the wrist.
Yes.
They would smack you on the top of your hand. Yeah. And like a dumb kid, it didn't hurt. And I'm like, why wouldn't you keep that to yourself? And I told her right away, I go, that doesn't hurt.
No.
She hit my hand and I giggled.
Did you ever get the pinch?
And so I got slapped in the face. She was like, doing the right thing.
You
she
deserved
was doing
it.
The hand hit. And I was bad. And she smacked the top and she'd done it for a while. I could have got away with that, like getting away with nothing.
Yeah.
You had
she
to be
smacked
mouthy.
It and I giggled and I went, that didn't hurt. That doesn't hurt anymore. Pop! Yeah.
This is
the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.